98.1 KZE, delighted to have on the line with me today Pamela Means, a singer-songwriter, jazz musician, activist, and educator. You can see her this weekend at Falcon Ridge Folk Festival in Goshen, Connecticut. Pamela, thanks for hopping on with me.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Of course. Are you a returning Falcon Ridge artist, or is this your first year?
I'm a returning artist.
I hear it is a festival that folks want to come back to again and again. Is that true for you?
Definitely. It's been on my list for a long time. I'm glad that I was fortunately the top new artist long ago.
Oh, cool.
Audience voted. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're an East Coaster, right?
Yes, I'm in Western Mass.
Gotcha.
East Hampton.
Yeah. So what's your history with Falcon Ridge Folk? Were you when was it that you were a new artist there?
Oh, it was in 19 blah, blah, blah. And it was one of the first big things that I ever had. I moved to Boston first from Wisconsin, where I grew up, and applied for the Emerging Artist Showcase and won, and was able to go on a preview tour the following year with a few other artists that Falcon Ridge organized, and that was one of the first tours I ever had and some of the biggest things I had done up to that point.
Oh, cool. So this is kind of a homecoming for you.
Yeah, in a way. Yes, very much.
Are you going to be bringing the full band or going solo? What's your plan for this one?
I'll be solo this time. I did have a band a few years ago, and the wonderful Ann Saunders has invited me to be solo this year. But I get to be, I'll be doing something every day, the Friday night song swap. With Susan Werner, Vance Gilbert, Joe Jenks. I'm excited about that. Some workshop stage stuff on Saturday and our main stage set Sunday afternoon.
Awesome. Yeah, tell me more about the song swap. How does that work?
Well, I've never been part of it at Falcon Ridge, but it's just going to be some of the big wigs and me on stage swapping songs late night on the main stage. I think probably around 9 o'clock Friday night.
Awesome. Do you think there's going to be kind of like a conversational sort of storytelling aspect to that?
I bet it will be mostly singing songs and telling jokes in between. Maybe sitting in on each other's songs with a little noodling on guitars.
Yeah. Yeah. So what got you started playing music in the first place? Has this been a lifelong passion?
Yes, I've always did music, and I used to want to write. When I was an adolescent, I wrote a lot of bubblegum cliche pop songs, and that was my dream. But I'm also a biracial queer person, and I grew up into the world, and my songwriting changed directions and to be a lot more serious. I write a lot of protest songs and just write the truth about as I see it, as I experience it.
Yeah, I mean,
we need to hear it.
it's such an important thing to continue having folks writing and putting out protest music. I mean, it's one of the best ways to kind of get messages across to the general public.
Definitely, and fast delivery. You know, you can get a message through in 3 minutes versus a whole book or more speech. Yeah.
What to you?
Right to the heart.
To you, what makes a good and effective protest song?
I think as long as an element of truth and vulnerability, and I think that, you know, I'm a biracial queer woman, but not everyone is, but we all experience the same spectrum of human emotion. So I believe if I could tap into that, then there's room for anyone to enter and have their own experience with art, as with all art. You know, that's what I found, the truth is universal.
Well, yeah, and art can be a really effective way to motivate people and mobilize people. Is that something you've kind of experienced, you know, in your career as a musician and activist? Have you been able to kind of help mobilize folks around some of your, you know, kind of the most important causes?
I think so. It helps to always to draw attention to it, but it's also a place. Sometimes I call my guitar a repository for my feelings. It's a place to get the rage out, to channel anger and hopelessness and despair into something more useful.
Yeah.
And to share that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you like when you play at a music festival like this, do you find it cathartic to kind of connect with folks in that way and to play this music that, you know, other people are listening to and you know, feeling the same way? What is that experience like?
I like the experience. The festival is wide open. My favorite part of performing is connecting with an audience. So if I can see some faces and feel their energy, it's like a cycle, and we feed each other. Mm-hmm. And it's a really tremendous feeling.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is live music to me is still one of the most important things. It is, you know, such an important thing for, you know, human connection and expression and representation. Mm-hmm. It's everything. So yeah, thank you for doing what you do.
And your programming on the station reflects that too. You know, I've been listening, and it's really wonderful and diverse and genuine, like, you know, radio used to be and like it should be all the time.
Thank
and,
you so much. Yeah.
Corporate. Yeah. I really appreciate
it. I fully agree. And, you know, I don't feel like it even needs to be said, but my listeners know they will never hear AI generated music on this station. It shouldn't need to be said. And yet,
yeah.
Pamela Means is my guest, and you can see her performing this weekend at the amazing Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. Pamela, thank you so much for taking the time with me today.
Thank you so much, MK. Appreciate it.